Welcome to the Golden Lady Podcast. It's me, the Golden Lady. Today I want to talk about your biggest investment. Your biggest investment. What is your biggest investment? And you may look outside of yourself and say, well, it's, you know, my schoolwork, or it's the stock market or real estate or other things that you do. But where does it all start? It starts with you. It starts with you. Your biggest investment is yourself. And a lot of times, like today in the U.S. is Black Friday, which is where the day after Thanksgiving and everything goes on sale for, like, you know, for so-called lower prices than they've been all year. Things like, you know, everything in the store, clothes, televisions, electronics, cars, everything. And so everybody kind of goes crazy when Black Friday comes. And I say that in the sense of they go out of their way to go and make these purchases. And I think every year that instead of making an investment in another 60-inch TV or another car, why not make the investment in yourself? How can you make yourself better? You can make yourself better by maybe investing in some books to read throughout the rest of the year. You can invest in yourself by starting a new exercise regimen. You can invest in yourself by simply taking your money and doing something that's going to benefit you constructively. Not something that's going to tear up and then you have to go out next year on Black Friday and purchase another one. And it's like a cycle. So today my message is invest in yourself. And don't get me wrong, a long time ago, I was on that Black Friday craze too. And it was just a thing to do, you know, who's having a sale on what. And it's fine to get something on sale that, you know, something you've been wanting or anything like that. But some people, they make this their life. And what happens is this is what they put their energy into. But yet when they come back home, they don't have any food, or they don't really have a job, or they don't have a bank account for a rainy day. It's like, prepare yourself first before you put your money and your energy into all of these things that are not gonna repay you, in a sense. Things that aren't going to help you. Okay? Investing in your health, that's lifelong. No matter where you go on this earth, you will have your health as long as you invest the time into it. That goes for whatever your goals are. If you invest your time into your goals, maybe you wanted to open an online store. When you do that, that's yours. Anywhere you go on this earth, it's going to be yours. And you can control it. Things break, like we spend a lot of money on electronics and phones and televisions, and you know, that's a very popular category because of the technology that we're experiencing, and everything is changing so fast. And the faster the technology changes, the more devices and things that they put out for you to purchase. Every year you turn around, there's a new and better phone. Well, was it really better than the one from last year? And they charge you an arm and a leg and your firstborn to purchase it? But yet, you haven't invested in yourself. You haven't taken the time to clean up your eating, or you haven't taken the time to learn a new skill. You haven't taken the time to read or any time to put into yourself so that you can become better. Buying a television on sale isn't going to make you better. And like I say, I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with that, but this is for people who, this happens all the time. It's like they value material things more than they value what they have inside, more than they value themselves, their mindset, their future. Because I like nice things too, and it's nothing wrong with it, but it doesn't take over my life. So today I encourage you to think about what your biggest investment is. And whatever your investment is, it should be a lifetime investment. Like, again, the example of eating healthy and exercising, that's a lifetime investment, and you will get great returns and gains on that in the future every day. And enhancing your knowledge, because that's one thing nobody can ever take away from you, is your knowledge. Whatever you in this world you want to learn, you can learn it. There's nothing holding us back now. But if you're going out and every day it's like, you know, you're buying shoes on sale and you're buying a television and you just bought a phone last month, but they just came out with another one this month, and now you got to buy that. And it's like you're, first of all, your money is just going crazy. And I'm not the one to tell anybody about how to spend their money. But of course, my belief is that some of that should go to you. Or it should go to something that's going to pay you in the end, or something that's going to make you greater in the end. Something that's going to give you a great return, like, you know, stocks and real estate, and other things like that. And yes, in stock and real estate, you lose too. But in the end, more than likely, you gain more than you lose. And if you have stock, that's something that, you know, you can pass down for generations. If you have real estate, that's something you can pass down for generations. It creates opportunity. It can put you in a different position in life if you use it correctly. A television can't put you in a different position in life. It'll keep you at the same level or bring you down below the level you're on. So let's act upon things that are constructive in our lives and things that don't. You know, the TV is not going anywhere. It's still showing the same mess that it's been showing yesterday and 10 years ago and 20 or 30 years ago. You're not missing anything. But your health, maintain that. That's going to give you greater returns. How's the TV going to help you 10 years from now? But how can you, keeping up with your health and exercising, going to benefit you 10 years from now? So think about what you're investing your time, your money, and your energy in. Because it's important in how your future will come out and the things that will help benefit you in the future. So just think about your biggest investment. Your biggest investment should be yourself. And in the future, you will see the outcome that you've always envisioned. Thank you for listening. You can follow me on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at The Golden Lady, and subscribe to The Golden Lady Podcast. Check me out on my website, thegoldenlady.com. That's GOALDEN. Thanks for listening, and as always, keep it moving.